Okay, so have you ever worked with Salesforce and had that like heart-stopping moment when you realize you've made a data mistake?
Yo, yeah.
Accidentally merging the wrong contacts or overwriting a key field, like one of those oh no moments that make you wish for giant undo button.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, today we're exploring Zappy and their undo and restore feature,
Yeah.
which might just be the answer to those data nightmares.
That's a great way to put it.
It really is.
It's interesting how Zappy tackles this very human fear, you
Oh,
know?
yeah.
Think about it, data cleansing in a system like Salesforce, where actions can be permanent,
Right.
can feel like walking a tightrope one wrong step, and it's a long way down.
It's so true because it's like you're holding your breath every time you make a change,
Yeah.
hoping you don't break something.
Yeah.
But Zappy seems to want to take that stress away. They
Yeah.
even quote someone saying they feel overwhelmed, scared, and even paralyzed when they think about data cleansing.
Oh, wow.
Talk about relatable.
Absolutely. And that's where undo and restore comes in. Imagine it as an insurance policy for your data.
Okay.
It allows you to be bold and clean things up, experiment, knowing you have a safety net.
I like that safety net idea.
Yeah.
But how does the safety net actually work?
Right.
Is it really as simple as clicking undo?
It's surprisingly straightforward.
Yeah.
You activate the feature within Zappy T and it starts automatically backing up your data.
Wow.
And don't worry about security. Zappy IT keeps those backups within your own Salesforce instance, so your data never leaves your control.
That's a big relief, but let's say I do make a mistake, like merging the wrong contacts. How do I actually go back and fix that?
One click.
Really?
Literally, you just select the record and Zappy T restores it to its pre-merged state.
Interesting.
And this isn't just some basic undo, it restores all the relationships, IDs, lookups as well.
Yeah.
So nothing gets lost in the
So
process.
you're telling me this isn't just fixing a typo. It's like hitting rewind on an entire data interaction that's powerful.
It is pretty powerful.
But honestly, it almost sounds too good to be true.
What?
Are there any limitations or situations where it might not work as seamlessly?
Well, it's worth noting that Zappy T offers different pricing plans.
Okay.
And while Undo and Restore is available across all their licenses, some of the more advanced recovery features, like Mass Undelete, which helps you recover those records you thought were gone forever, are part of their premium plan.
So it sounds like even with the basic plan, I get that core ability to undo merges and overwrites, which is already a huge step forward in terms of data confidence.
Exactly. You get that peace of mind no matter which plan you choose. But if you have a larger team, say 5 or more users, and you're dealing with more complex data scenarios, that's when the premium features really start to shine.
That makes sense. Like they've created a tiered approach to data security, giving everyone a baseline level of protection, but also offering more advanced tools for those who need them.
Right. And think about the impact this has on your team. Imagine going from, I'm terrified to touch anything, to let's clean this data up and make it work for us. That shift in mindset can be huge for productivity and data quality.
Yeah, it's almost like you're removing a psychological barrier. Instead of seeing data management as a minefield, you can approach it with confidence, knowing you have that safety net. But we've been talking a lot about accidental merges. What about other types of errors? Can ZapIT handle those as well?
Absolutely. Field overwrites, for example. Let's say you accidentally replace a whole column of data with the wrong information. ZapIT can rewind that change and restore your original values.
Okay, that's already a major sigh of relief for anyone who's ever done that. But you mentioned something even more impressive earlier, recovering deleted records. How does that even work?
It's like bringing them back from the digital graveyard.
Wow.
And that's where that mass and delete feature I mentioned in their premium plan comes in.
Okay.
It's designed for teams with 5 or more users and lets you essentially resurrect those deleted records.
Now that's what I call a data safety net. But I have to ask though,
Yeah.
is this just about fixing mistakes? Or can ZapIT help me proactively keep my data clean and organized in the first place?
That's a great question. And it brings us to the bigger picture of what Zappy offers.
Okay.
While undo and restore is like having a safety net,
Right.
ZapIT is actually a comprehensive data management toolkit.
So it's not just about fixing errors, it's about preventing them from happening in the first place.
Precisely, think of it as a Swiss Army knife for your Salesforce data.
Oh, I like that.
They have features for deduplication, mass updating, smart filters, reporting, you name it.
Wow.
It's about giving you the power to not just react to data issues, but to get ahead of them.
Okay, so walk me through this. How does ZapIT help prevent those messy data situations we all dread.
We'll take deduplication, for example.
Okay.
Duplicate records are a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
They skew your reports, mess up your workflows.
For sure.
And just make everything harder.
Right.
ZapIT identifies and helps you merge those duplicates.
Okay.
Keeping your data clean from the start.
And that not only saves time and frustration, but also improves the accuracy of your reporting and analysis, right?
Exactly. Clean data equals reliable insights. And reliable insights lead to better decisions.
Right.
So ZapIT isn't just a time saver.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool that can have a real impact on your business outcomes.
This is making me think about the cost of not having a tool like this.
Right.
Think about the hours your team wastes fixing data errors.
Mm-hmm.
With ZapIT, you can reclaim that time and focus on higher value tasks. That's a return on investment you can actually measure.
That's a great point. It's easy to focus on the cost of the software itself.
Yeah.
But the real cost is often the inefficiency and lost opportunities that come with poor data management.
So we've talked about the peace of mind Undo and Restore provides,
mm-hmm.
and how ZapIT helps prevent errors with features like deduplication.
Right.
What stands out to you as the biggest benefit for someone considering ZapIT?
I think it's the empowerment it gives users. You know, data management can be intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
But ZapIT gives you the tools and the confidence to take control.
Right.
It's like the difference between tentatively walking on thin ice and confidently skating across a frozen lake.
I love that analogy. It's about shifting that mindset from fear to control. And honestly, that's a game changer. We've mentioned those different pricing plans a few times now.
Yeah.
Can you give us a breakdown of what each plan offers?
Sure. They have a basic, a standard, and a premium option.
Okay.
Basic is perfect for smaller teams or those just starting out. You get core features like smart filters, charting, and export capabilities.
Okay.
It's a great way to dip your toes in and see how ZapIT can work for you.
Okay. So basic is for getting your data organized and getting a feel for the platform. What about standard? When does it make sense to upgrade to that?
The standard plan is where things get really interesting. It includes unlimited mass actions.
Wow.
Which are incredibly powerful for updating, transforming, and editing multiple records at once. You also get mass email capabilities, smart reports, and even role-based permissions for tighter control over who can do what.
So standard is for teams who are ready to streamline their data management processes and really get things moving.
Exactly. And then there's premium, which is their powerhouse plan.
Okay.
It unlocks the most advanced features.
Right.
Like mass merging, unmetered deduplication, mass conversion, and automation capabilities that can handle complex data tasks automatically.
That sounds like the ultimate data management control panel. It also includes those advanced recovery options like mass undelete, right?
That's right. If you're working with large data sets and need granular control over data recovery, premium is the way to go.
It seems like ZapIT has done a really good job of tailoring their plans to different needs and budgets, no matter what size your team is or how complex your data challenges are. There's a plan that fits. And I love that they offer a free trial for all their plans.
Free trials are a must.
Yeah.
They give you a chance to really experience the power of ZapIT firsthand and see how it can benefit your workflow before committing.
We've covered a lot about ZapIT. The problem it solves, how the undo and restore feature works, the benefits, the different pricing plans.
Yeah, it's been a great overview.
But what's the one big takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that data management doesn't have to be a constant source of stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
With the right tools, you can take control of your data.
Right.
Keep it clean and have the confidence to make changes without fear.
I like it.
ZapIT is proof that it's possible.
It's about transforming your relationship with data from dreading it to embracing it.
Yeah.
And ZapIT seems to be leading the way in that transformation. We've been focusing on ZapIT's capabilities, but this raises a bigger question for me. What does this shift in data management, this move towards user empowerment and confidence, mean for the future of businesses?
That's a fascinating question. I think we're at a tipping point where data literacy is no longer a nice to have.
Right.
It's a necessity.
Yeah.
And tools like ZapIT are democratizing access to data management, making it easier for everyone to understand, use, and leverage data effectively.
It's like we're moving from a world where data was this guarded resource controlled by a select few to a world where data is accessible to everyone, empowering teams to make better decisions and drive innovation.
And that shift has the potential to be incredibly powerful when everyone in an organization can confidently work with data.
Right.
It opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah, it's like we're leveling the playing field, giving everyone the tools they need to become data savvy decision makers.
Exactly. And that can only lead to good things, more informed decisions, faster innovation, and ultimately more successful businesses.
I love that idea of data as a driver of innovation. Instead of just using data to track what's already happened, we can use it to imagine what's possible.
It's about shifting from hindsight to foresight, and that's where the real power of data lies.
We've talked about how Zappi empowers users and helps prevent errors, but what are those times when you do need to fix something? How does that play into this idea of data-driven innovation?
That's where the undo and restore feature really shines. You know, think about it. If you're constantly worried about making mistakes, you're less likely to experiment to try new things to push the boundaries.
Right.
But when you know you have a safety net, you're free to explore, to innovate, to take risks without fear of irreversible consequences.
It's almost like Zappi is giving you permission to be creative with your data.
Yeah.
You can try new things, test different approaches, and if something doesn't work, you can simply undo it and try again.
Exactly. It removes that fear of failure, which is so crucial for fostering a culture of innovation.
This reminds me of something we touched on earlier, that feeling of being overwhelmed or even paralyzed by data management.
Yeah.
Do you think tools like Zappi can help overcome that feeling and make data more approachable for people who might not consider themselves data people?
I think that's one of the most exciting aspects of what Zappi is doing. They're not just building a tool for data experts. Right. They're building a tool for everyone. The interface is intuitive. The features are easy to use.
Yeah.
And they've really focused on making data management accessible to users of all skill levels.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how that technology is designed and presented to the user.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating an experience that feels empowering rather than intimidating.
Absolutely. And that's a critical step in building a truly data-driven culture. When everyone feels comfortable working with data, it opens up a world of possibilities.
Well said. And before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier, that idea of reclaiming wasted time. If Zappi can free up hours that your team used to spend fixing data errors,
right?
What could you do with that extra time? What opportunities could you unlock?
That's the question every business leader should be asking.
I think so.
What could you achieve if your team wasn't bogged down by data cleanup? Could you focus on developing new products, improving customer service, expanding into new markets? The possibilities are endless.
It's about turning data from a burden into a catalyst for growth. And Zappi is giving businesses the tools to make that happen. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Zappi and their undo and restore feature, I want to leave you with this thought. If you could go back and undo any data mistake in your Salesforce history, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
And more importantly, what could you achieve if you never had to worry about making those mistakes again?
It's a powerful question to ponder. Data is a powerful tool, but it can also be a source of frustration and anxiety. Zappi is changing that, giving users the confidence and control they need to harness the power of data and unlock its full potential.
We've explored how Zappi works, the benefits it offers, and the impact it can have on businesses. But ultimately, it's about more than just features and functionalities. It's about empowering people, fostering innovation, and transforming the way we think about data.
And that's a story worth sharing.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Zappi. We hope you've gained some valuable insights, and we encourage you to explore Zappi further and see how it can transform your own data journey.
Until next time, stay curious, and remember, data doesn't have to be scary with the right tools. It can be your greatest ally.